Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Well, we're back. Second segment, Jay Foreman, DP, Old School again, live out here at Blur Events, the corner of 12th and Cass. It's starting to pick up here because in the break, Tennessee had another ding-dong. And, you know, the best thing about it, DP, there's an interest that Tennessee is the first team, I think, in Division I history to have five players with 20-plus home runs. Holding true.
Power wins.
Well, the good thing about it, we talked about the win conditions, right? And how do you become a power hitter? And it's easier to hit a lower pitch and launch it up. What we just saw in that last home run, it was down in the strike zone, and he went down almost Reggie Jackson-esque and launched that up into the jet stream. And he wasn't sure whether it was going out. It ended up going out. They're up 7-2 at the top of the ninth. A little cherry on top, and now everybody else is coming up is trying to tee off as well.
Launch angles matter, but you've got to, as my uncle used to say, you need to have lead in the pencil. So you can have all the launch angle you want, but if you don't have the muscle behind it, it'll fall short. Yeah. Running track power was a real thing. These are different teams.
Yeah.
Tennessee's a different team. A&M's a different team. Florida's a different team. The Final Four teams are all different. It'll get more interesting now because I think we haven't seen the ace dominant pitcher that appears that they can pitch through these lineups. Yeah. I think it's going to be an exciting Final Four when it comes to baseball. It's going to be good.
Well, I mean, you know what's crazy? You always think, like, in the playoffs, if you have a dominant pitcher, you think of Randy Johnson, Mario Rivera, and all those guys. Well, you got Caglione from Florida. He has 75 home runs in his whole college career. 75 dingers. I mean, my man is a walking powerhouse. If you do it up in the strike zone, he's going to hit it to one like against Nebraska. You try to go outside, he can go opposite field home run, especially in this park. And if you leave it down the middle, what do they say? If you leave it hanging, he's banging it out.
Another one today.
Yeah.
His on-base percentage is over 500.
Right.
That he has 55 walks this year.
Right.
So today, Florida said, you know what, we're gonna hit him lead off.
Yeah.
Can't pitch around.
Yeah, can't pitch around. You got to see him. Yeah.
And it worked. You got seven runs in the first inning.
It also tells you in the mentality of how they were approaching this game. Let's end you quick, right? They score seven runs in the first inning. You know, and I know, coming into the dugout after you're down 7-0. That's a long trot into the dugout, and it is also a fast and exciting trot out to the field when you're Florida and you're up 7-0. So it's the mentality that they're trying to have, trying to forecast. You win early, right, and kind of, you know, cruise the rest of the game. And though you got to tee it up again tonight, I mean, it's a championship type of mentality. Florida is a modern-day blue blood in baseball. People don't realize it. They thought it was supposed to be a down year. They started off slow. Got hot at the right time. We saw it. As we come down the stretch here and you start to get in the championship and win or go home, truly win or go home, the superstars are going to have to raise their level of play.
I'm still mad if I'm Nebraska. like the nerve of you to give me Florida as a three seed.
Right. Like, after what we did in the Big Ten.
Like, what were you, what do you think? Like, what were you, you mad at me? Out right. money or something?
Well, I mean, I think, I mean, I want to, I mean, that's even a little bit you could say with Nebraska, you know, making a tournament and you play the ultimate, probably, kryptonite to Fred Hoiberg's team in Texas A&M with a hot shooting backcourt.
Yep.
And a extremely tall, athletic, big front court, and a rink mass obviously compromised with a knee injury. I mean, Nebraska at this point is going to think about, man, can we get a break? Can we get a, you know, because the seeding is so huge in baseball and basketball, but especially when you get into regionals where you play. Remember a few years ago, Nebraska was on the run. You go down to number one Arkansas. And it's like, yeah, we'll let you make it, but we're not going to let you succeed. How do you work with that? Around that or address that, DP, as a coach?
Well, get better.
Yeah.
You have to get better. Like, I have to recruit the same guys they do.
Right.
I have to shop at the same Store. High schools that they yeah. do. And then I've got to cook the same way they do.
Right.
Like, it's one thing to say you want to be better. It has to be an increment and it has to be detailed. You just said there are 20-plus home run guys on this
Tennessee,
on that
yeah.
roster. What are you? What? How?
Yeah.
What does using different baseballs? They're not still,
different
right?
bats.
Different
stuff.
Bats.
Yeah.
Like something's going on. So you have to get better.
Yeah.
Everybody has to get better. Tennessee will get better again next year because they're happy. They'll
right.
be chased. A&M will be better. Development, aging. They'll be more mature. Florida State will be better next
right.
year.
Right. Yeah.
Virginia will be better next year.
Right.
North Carolina will
be better
next year.
North Carolina State will be
right?
better, yeah.
They'll all be better next year. The question is, do you fix the problem? Do the bottom six that showed up here
yeah.
catch the other two?
Yeah.
And everything else, remember, there's still the Arkansas of the world
right.
that got crept up on.
Yeah.
They're mad. They're going to get built. It'll be better.
Yeah, it's always interesting with baseball, you know, with Tennessee. I was just thinking, like, okay, well, yeah, I wouldn't say you haven't really been challenged being up here, but you haven't. Where you know, do you really have good pitching? Because when you have five guys with 20-plus home runs and they have also some legitimate hitters, that, you know, in between, have you ever had to pitch or win? I want to see how you react pitching in a tight game these circumstances.
Well, I mean, but that only matters if you're doing all the things right to begin with. If
right.
I don't – listen, if I do what I'm supposed to do, right, I don't make the second out of the inning
yeah.
at home plate, and I don't make the third out, keeping a run from score.
Yeah,
like those are fixable items right. in the biggest, most critical games. Now, did you have the IQ in place?
Right,
that's something you can fix. That's something you can evolve. I'm just not sure.
Yeah,
that watching Kentucky and Florida play, watching A&M and Tennessee play.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That they're playing the same game.
Right. And it would take a special Herculean effort for one of those other teams that you mentioned previously or before to beat the two that you
Even
mentioned last.
Florida has to beat A&M twice.
Yes. And Florida has to be.
They have to be perfect.
They have to be spectacular. I was just
perfect
about to say that.
Perfect to do it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And that's hard to do when you've had a long road to toe coming up, like I say, the back end on double elimination and beating a team that knows you. And they won't even be easy to beat once.
Well, everybody here is beating everybody here.
Yeah.
So everybody left just has to have the best day possible that day.
Right. No matter what it looks like.
Yep. Yeah. That's how it works.
Yeah, that's the great thing about the CWS. And, we're down here at Blur, and the atmosphere, just like every day we've been down here, is starting to pick up. Obviously, they got a game coming up shortly after this Tennessee-Florida State game.
Aggies are in the building, getting loaded up.
Yep, they're getting the buses and stuff. And one of the things that we mentioned that is pretty cool is that when the teams leave, they leave. And we used to do this in football, in the NFL, is like when you play in a big game, you leave your – even though that you could get to the stadium going left there, you come around – and do the little bit of
– you want to see it.
Yeah, you want to see it. Yeah, you want to see it with the police escort, which is cool for the players, but it's also cool for Omaha, and obviously we're down here at Blur Events. So Florida State is trying to extend this game, DP. They were taking a lot of pitches, trying to foul off some pitches. You're down by five. You haven't been able to get any really good hits off the new pitcher. You got the right-hander coming in after Mr. Flo with the locks in the back, the left-hander, came and pitched that one eighth inning.
He's Joseph Dirt. Yeah. He's a dignified mullet.
Well, it's not only having the mullet. You didn't peep it out. He wears the orange headband, too.
Yeah.
He's got a little Van Halen, Bruce Springsteen into him. Yeah.
Little Kelly Olynyk.
That's exactly who he is, man. He's a crowd favorite, but he's turned it over to the true closer. And he's trying to shut the door here and get Tennessee more rest. The one thing about it, DP, I want to ask you just before we go to break. Talk about how important in this situation or in a super regional, because I feel like the pressure of the super regional is as big or maybe in some teams' cases bigger than when you get in here, because you can see the end destination if you can get through the present day, project. Talk about rest. Because Tennessee is blown through everybody up to here. And talk about the importance of rest and how that plays into a factor for a team like Tennessee against a team like maybe Florida.
Here's what's funny. That I had teams, I played on teams and I coached teams that were better when they were loose than when they were relaxed. And it always was different depending on the team.
Right.
The last team that I took that went to States was a very relaxed team. The fewer boundaries, I put basic core group rules in play.
Right.
But then it was, I'm going to treat you as a grown-up.
Right.
And let you make decisions as long as the results are good.
Right.
We got results, so I couldn't say anything. Virginia was the opposite. I had to put boundaries in play.
Right.
I had to tell, hey, look, we have a curfew. I'm going to choose all the meals.
Yeah, and I'm doing bed check.
Doing the bill. I'm going to have an extra trainer on hand for massages and tendon treatment and everything else. If I had done the latter with the first, it never would have worked.
Right.
If I had flipped it, would have never worked.
Right.
I know that there's been discussion that some of the Texas A&M dudes have been out until midnight. Well, they're in the catbird seat.
Yeah.
It's working.
Yeah.
Let it work.
Well yeah, if, I mean, they always say that. Yeah. Like, whatever your routine is, like, back in College Station or Knoxville or whatever, don't change it. Be who you are and be the best you. You know, I mean, Max McGee for the Green Bay Packers in Super Bowl I.
He was at the club.
He was at the club all the way up until, you know, he missed curfew. Overslept, came in, and he had two touchdowns and led the Green Bay Packers to the first touchdown.
I mean, like 12 hours ago.
Yeah, Lawrence Taylor. Obviously, there's multiple players that can function that way. And that's a great point. You don't want to rein a team in that hasn't earned being reined in, that doesn't need to be reined in. But then also you don't want to have loose restrictions on a team that definitely needs it. And so, and that's part of the coaching. That's part of managing. And also, more importantly, you got to have the support of your superiors as a coach, athletic director in your case when you're coaching in high school, and athletic director again in college, or whoever the administrators are of said sport, to let you do your job, because they have to trust you within reason. Now, obviously,
results matter.
Results matter, and it can't be, hey, I'm going to let the guys be a little bit loose with no curfew, even though we're winning, and they come back in at 4 a.m.
High school is different than college.
And there's a true compromise. There's a true compromise in saying, okay, you're closing the bar down at Texas or College Station versus coming home at a reasonable time here in Omaha, Nebraska.
You could be gaming at 1 a.m.
Yes. What's the difference?
Again, right.
Now, granted, if you're consuming alcohol and stuff like that.
Listen, I know players – expend way more energy gaming at 1 a.m. than
not being able to focus the next day. I'm gonna tell you this before we go to break. I have a couple kids that I coached or used to coach in basketball. I could always tell when they were up playing video games, and I knew they weren't going to be very effective. I knew I do have some players, or a player, or a couple players that somehow, some way, are up to all wee hours in the night, not out breaking curfew at home, right?
Just up.
But before I go to a tournament, I gotta have a talk with them, or their parents, or I have to check the video game kid. Said, how late were you up? We already know that. I already know that you've been up because I know the look. That's part of coaching. That's a great point, DP. With that being said, we're gonna take a quick break. Come back, put a bow on this bad boy on this Wednesday. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, back at 1040 O Street. Old school. We'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.